I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Hobbs Police announced that Turner from Blanco to Grimes will be closed for the next several hours as they investigate an extensive crime scene. Expect Turner will be closed well into the day, so please avoid this area. 49-year-old Brady Willis of Scott, Louisiana, was killed in a traffic crash Tuesday on New Mexico State Road 128 at mile marker 2 in Eddy County. According to state police, Willis encountered traffic congestion on the westbound lane when his pickup truck crashed into the back end of a tractor trailer stopped in the roadway around 5:30 p.m. Police said that Willis was not wearing a seatbelt when he crashed. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A missing person alert has been sent out for Michelle Archuleta of Roswell. She was last seen 4 days ago. Michelle's 31 years old, about 5'8" and about 189 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information on this case should call the Chavez County Sheriff's Office. 21-year-old Jose Gomez III of Midland, who was accused of attacking an Asian family at the Sam's Club in Midland in March of 2020, pled guilty to 3 counts of committing a hate crime. According to court documents, Gomez stabbed 4 people, including 2 children and a Sam's Club employee. Records show that Gomez had never seen the family before and believed they were Chinese. He followed them around the store because he believed they were a threat, since he thought they were from the country responsible for spreading the COVID-19 virus. The attack took place on March 14th of 2020, right at the start of the pandemic making its way to the United States. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.